My friends, the Apostle St. Paul left us a portrait of his soul in his many writings. We really ought to thank God for all the epistles, writings that we have coming from St. Paul, because he was, as the scripture itself tells us, he was a chosen instrument. And it is so beautiful to see all the power, all the grace God lavished upon him. It is nothing less but seeing God transforming a human being and making him fitting for a very special service. In fact, it was all about spreading the gospel. And he did it. Paul did it in such a successful way that 2,000 years after, we are receiving grace, encouragement, light, and power from his voice, from his writings. The letter of St. Paul to Timothy was, in some sense, very personal. But personal doesn't mean here irrelevant for people on the outside. Personal doesn't mean private. It is personal, because he is portraying himself. He is displaying the main convictions and the columns, we could see, we could say, the pillars of his own vocation, of his own discipleship, of his own way of understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ, and striving to transmit this truth to the world. Because this writing, this epistle, is so personal, each one of us can own it. You can take this writing and apply it to your life, and you can feel the voice of the apostle speaking straight to you. On the other hand, because it is not private, this writing has the merit of providing the foundation, strong foundation, for many controversial issues in the church. For example, the place of doctrine. Our faith is not a framework, is not a scaffolding of ideas. Our faith is mainly a personal encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. Our faith is something that has happened. It is an event. That's true. Nonetheless, our faith has some content, and we must take care of the content. I mean, what we believe. Not everything can be said and then labeled as Christian. To be a Christian entails a series of agreements, and that doctrinal part of the teaching appears especially in these writings, which are called, for that reason, pastoral letters. The pastoral epistles of the apostle. They are pastoral because they are providing guidelines for people entrusted with the service of being pastors, being shepherds of God's flock. We do understand, therefore, we do understand that doctrine is vital for the church. It is not the same to believe that Jesus is God or isn't. It is not the same to affirm that the body of our Lord Jesus Christ is actually the same body that hung on the cross. It is not the same. And at some point, we must affirm this is Christian and this is not Christian. Discernment on the truth. Discernment on what is important and what is less important. But further, what is part of our faith and what is not part of our faith. On the other hand, when we say that doctrine is important, we are not overlooking experience. We are not forgetting that the encounter with Jesus Christ and the personal experience of His love and grace is the main point. We are not forgetting that. We are simply considering that there is a process. There is a process in Christian life. The first point will be to receive the grace of God. But that grace is meant to grow up within you. It's meant to bear fruit in your life. And if you are to give fruit, Christian fruit in your life, you must remain attached, joined, united with the truth of our faith. As we continue this celebration, we thank God. We thank God for providing us with everything that is necessary for our salvation. Emotions are important. Sentiments are important. The sweet feeling of being loved by Jesus is important. But clarity is important as well. Truth is most important as well. And following the light that was preached by the apostles is and will ever be important for the church.